Blog Talk Radio.
I can love you with my eyes closed. I don't lose sight of your beauty, cause your heart is fine gold, baby. I'ma take my time with your mind, your ambition won't leave me alone. Tell me about your dreams, tell me everything. Don't nobody care about your heart like I. Girl, I'm down for you, just the way that you're
down for me.
Body like a queen, but it ain't about your body, baby, it's about your being. I ain't rolling up, but I'm on a hot. When you really think about it, ain't no wonder why.
I'm so down for you.
You cry.
already make plans that ain't with me. Trying hard, I've been trying hard to breathe. Inhale, exhale, you expel what you've been doing to me. Fighting it off, you've been fighting me off for weeks. Don't leave, cause I need ya. But you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side.
Yeah. Welcome, 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 everybody. This is Epiphany Radio. I'm your host, the Pearl Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. How you doing tonight, diva?
Diva, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm sticky and hot, but I guess that could be a good thing, but I'm good. How you feeling tonight?
I'm just great. I am so good.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, is the Erotic Love Zone. And as I said before, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Girl, I never take them off. I should, but I don't.
It's always at least one that I keep on. And I have so many of them because it's so beautiful and it's so unique. But I do always keep at least one on. So it's a good thing. Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press that one to engage us. Join in. We love you too. Come on and participate. Before I go any further, I want to give a big shout-out to a very good friend of mine and the CEO of not only Epiphany Radio, but the CEO of Raw Links. Y'all got to get y'all some. Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Without him, there would be no us. So, Diva, what you think about this topic tonight, huh?
First of all, what I think about this topic is I need a drink first. I should have been more prepared.
Look at you. I want you to breathe.
I'm gonna breathe now. Lord have mercy. That's a hell of a subject.
It is, but you know what? I think it's a delicious topic. I really, really do. This one right here, no pun intended, but I do think it's delicious. And I'm pretty sure our callers are going to tell us just how delicious it is. But I want to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you bought something. But wait a minute now. Before you get into your piece, I want you to give a little bit, if you can, give a little bit of insight to who tastes the best and why.
Well, let's just put it this way. Now the one who loves me tastes the best.
Girl. I like that a lot. That works. That's beautiful. That's sexy. That's beautiful. That's life. Yeah. Okay. I like that. Well, let me tell you. I'm going to tell you, as far as I'm concerned, I'm getting tongue-tied. The best that I've tasted, that was many cycles around the sun. That was long time ago. It was in my early, it was back when I really didn't know too much about sex and all the freaky stuff that I know now. But I've had a few lovers, and he was the one that tasted the best. He was more like a health nut, and I was too. So we were very compatible right then. I like to exercise and do all kinds of stuff and eat healthy. And he did too. And I think that played a major part in the way that he tasted. And it was haven't tasted anybody taste that good. No, tasted a couple.
Really
too many, but you know, everybody has a different taste, and you can't taste everybody's yet. You know, but I'm back to the question earlier. What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
Well, it's a little short piece, but I'm gonna give it my best. How about that?
All right, well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. He said he couldn't control it, that he had to taste me. He looked me in my eyes, slowly undressed me, kissed me all over my body. Then he proceeded to make love to me. He kept whispering how good I tasted with words of sweet nectar. See, in my past, the tastes were bitter. No one wanted to work to get to the finish line. I was left unfulfilled, my time wasted. And I refused to just go through the motions, especially since I was too vulnerable, too high in emotions. Wanting what I knew was true, surrounded by the best examples, but I couldn't make the mark. Then after 10 long years through the overwhelming loneliness and silent tears, I was blessed. Love has finally come my way, and I love his taste. I crave it constantly. He gives me his beast, and I become his feast. Yet, his taste is the best ever, because now it belongs to me, and that's that piece.
You got me over here making sound effects. I'm glad it's a mute button on everything. Because, wait, he gave you his beef, and you became his beef. Oh, Lord. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
He's the best piece.
You know,
yes, it is.
I wanted to add a little bit to this, but I'm going to leave it for another show. It'll be a part two to this particular topic. Yeah, so y'all get ready. Remember I said that. Okay. Yeah. But I love that piece, and that line right there, he gave me his beef, and I became his beef. Oh, Lord, child. Yes. Love it, Diva. Love it.
So now, Diva, it is your turn. Because I want to hear this delectable piece. You get delicious and delectable all in one.
Well, you know what? It's I guess it could be considered delicious. It's you'll see. It's not that much, but it's something. All right, here it goes. Hold on 1 second. Okay. I'd heard about his deliciousness long before many encounters, and I have to admit, I was naturally curious about him. So, I have a story, a very short story about the best I've ever tasted. See, I had someone long ago, and he believed in letting things happen organically, so they can blossom true when we come through. I told him, I don't care who you tasted like before. Baby, we all have a past. Right now, I want to taste you. You see me licking my lips, biting the bottom one, playing like you don't want to feel that release all in this throat when you come. Besides, it's a great way to get to know someone, getting a taste of their lineage. It gains you wisdom, and it don't get no more organic than that. Well, I want the taste of you to be embedded in the surface of my lips, so I'd never forget who you are. See, the flame you ignited burns deep and ardently inside me. But what I want goes beyond just tasting you. Wait a minute, I done lost my place, Lord. Sorry, y'all. Okay. All right, here go. Yeah. I want you to feel the passion in my fingertips. Across your skin, the sincerity in the warmth of my exhale over your melanin, and for you to never get enough of the tenderness of my kisses all over you. I want to make the kind of love to you to make you feel my truth. This is spiritually induced. When God's active hand imprints the secret bias of the soul, one has no choice but to be true. I want you, and for you to taste all the goodness of what's so rightfully yours. And taste he did. It was the most natural love I'd ever shared in, and best I'd ever tasted.
Mm-hmm. 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 Girl. I think I'm just going to have a drink, Diva. because with these next callers coming up, somebody in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to be.
Child. You ain't said nothing but a word, child. Honey, you know I know. You just preaching to the choir. Lord, have mercy. Well, let me take a couple sips of water because this poet that comes in causes some deep breathing to take place within me, and my mouth gets a little dry and from all that you know, and the noise is that I make. So let me take some water first. Okay. So we're gonna open up this microphone to Poetic. Hey, Poetic. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Oh Lord, Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Miss VIP. La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle. Hello, Adrian.
Oh, God.
My goodness.
Lord, have mercy. Say it again.
Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Can you speak to her again?
Of course I can.
Help us, Lord. Please help us, Lord.
Adrian.
Hey. How are you?
Jesus. Oh, God.
How you doing, sick boy? You doing all right?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you? I'm more than fine. I'm happy. What's up?
Have mercy. Poetic, what do you think about this topic tonight, love?
Lord.
What I'm going to say is this topic has my taste buds dancing in a ring of fire to be quenched.
Ooh.
Buy some juice.
Oh my God. Okay.
It's a great topic.
Oh, thank you. I had to ask you the question, but I'll respect your wishes, and I'll just let you tell us about it in your piece.
I'm gonna answer your question.
Okay, well, good. Let me ask you then. Good. Awesome. Okay. Could you please describe the one who tasted the best and tell us why?
Absolutely. The one who tasted the best is the one that just kept me coming back morning, noon, and night just so I can get a drop, an ounce.
Help me, girl. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was one. My God, there was one.
Help me, girl.
So sweet, too.
Lord have mercy. Ooh, yeah, it's definitely got to be a part two to this topic. Okay, I knew somebody like that too. All right, I'm not gonna get into all of that, but I can dig it. So, Poetic, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you know what, you never disappoint.
Well, thank you. I bought this piece called Untitled Taste.
Oh, well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. She tasted like honey golden caramel, a sweet sensual treat with just a hint of a vanilla smell. She was the finest sweet nectar I've ever tasted. Not a single drop have I ever wasted. The nutrients that flowed from her nether region prepared me for her elixir of life, so damn devilish I could call her legion. But nestled in her rainforest was the supple flavor, and with just one kiss my lips tasted a distinctive taste for sure. just within the essence of her ambiance. She had my senses going crazy, and this nuance reminded me why she's the best I've ever tasted. I mean, there were others, but none like her, I boasted. I mean, just one taste, one lick. And fuck, I'm harder than a brick. My appetite was for destruction. Yeah, she soothes my taste buds to perfection. And we have this love connection that goes deeper than her deliciousness and her repetition of making me want to consume her dedication. Her dedication of making sure she tastes good for me. You know, I loved her natural pheromones that kept attracting me. She tasted like a piece of heaven. None of my favorite desserts compared to her scented lessons that she taught me every day. Because she'd love it when I say, baby, you taste so me in the mood. Caressed my taste buds with her flavor juice as I slurp on the sweetness that my muse lets loose. Yeah. She's the one, my favorite taste that could never be outdone. In peace.
Good God. Lord.
Great good God Almighty. Great good God Almighty.
She's
well,
a lucky girl. Oh, God.
Yeah.
There's so many lines in there that I wanna speak on. Can I ask you to just pick one line and repeat it, the one that starts with she, whichever one, anyone, please.
Lord.
The one that starts with she?
Any line.
She tasted like golden honey caramel, a sweet sensual treat with just a hint of a vanilla smell. She was the finest sweet that I've tasted. Not a single drop that I ever tasted.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, that's where I got lost. Not a single drop wasted. I was like, oh, okay.
Why would you taste such deliciousness? Who in the hell?
Y'all know how I am. Got my damn mouth watering right now. But
I understand. I exactly know how you feel about that, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh God, that was delicious. That was.
It was delicious,
God.
Delectable, sexy.
Mm.
Ooh, it was tasty.
I'm going through the playback, and I'm going to chop this, and I'm going to put this shit in my playlist because I want to hear this again. I'm trying to tell you, I ain't played. I'm trying to tell you.
Ooh, that was delicious.
Yes, it was. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you
so
much.
Stay poetic.
Wait a minute. Where did that button come from? It's usually a red. I didn't know it was a purple button on this font. Really?
Hmm?
I can't repeat what she just said, but she's anxious. Wait a minute. What'd she say? She said he did it anyway. I don't know what that piece done did to her, but Lord, you go on over
I'm
there
on
with Kalinda.
You've
been listening to you.
I think Kalinda's going to get lucky to me.
Oh, my goodness. Would you mind if we brought you back in a little bit later to give us a rundown? We only need you for like 2 minutes. That's it.
I mean, I don't mind, but you might want to check with Kalinda because, you know, she be trying to lay claim.
You want me to ask?
Kalinda?
Yeah,
baby.
You asked her why.
Do you mind?
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no, he didn't sing. All right. Poetic. Thank you very much. We will see you a little bit later. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Lord, have mercy. I have got to get out more. I'm trying to say, this is ridiculous. Woo! Oh, and it don't get no better. We about to bring, you see who's about to come in here next?
Yes, I do, Lord. Here we go.
What's it mean when your fingers is sweating on the top part? Lord. Okay. I'm gonna open up this next mic to C-Double 34 Music. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight, C-Double?
I'm doing very well, and the reason why your fingers are sweating at the top, you're about to get some money.
Is that what that means?
What? I thought it was.
You about to get
some
money.
Thank
you.
That's what I thought it was.
Hi. How are
I think it was. I'm going to claim that. Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
Money. Yeah. So, C-Double.
Yes.
What do you think about this topic tonight that we have?
It brought me some flashbacks because I was the other man once or twice. Let's put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was the maintenance man. I was the plumber, you know, that kind of thing.
Is this literal or is this
role
play you're talking about?
You can just compare me to those. But
okay.
I handled it.
Mm-hmm. Obviously you did because you played many, you wore many hats. And I want to know.
Yes.
Did you like the taste of one particular one?
I've never had any that didn't taste right because I'm lucky and blessed that they all use the vinegar and water and whatever else. So, hey.
Lord.
Well,
there we go.
I understand that, but you know it's about pH balance rather than that internal cleansing. From outside product.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, gentlemen. I think I'll wait until Poetic comes back in, and then I'll ask it. He might. I'll wait. But Diva, do you want to ask him the question of the evening?
Yes.
Of course. C-Double 34 Music. We want to know. All right, so describe the one who tasted the best and why.
I don't want to give it away just yet because it's in this piece that I have here. But let's just say, I handled it. Let's put it like that. Okay. Yeah. And to this day, if she ever sees my face, She remembers.
Mm. I heard that.
All right. See, y'all giving me flashbacks. See, I'm trying to be good here. Y'all
trying to stay right.
Y'all ain't right.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. And I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Strawberry Lips. I shouldn't have been a participant. I found out about your situation when you came into the room I was in. Working together in this facility so closely, kissing me. Big, beautiful woman, chocolate complexion, had no idea that I was the one you was interested in, especially when you found out a Hispanic nurse wanted next with me. You were married to somebody else, but developed some kind of jealousy. See, I just broke up with Tion from TLC mixed with Janet Jackson. I didn't want any more commitments or relationships. I was depressed and I had enough. Was in the middle of filing divorce from the first one while doing my best to be a good daddy. I guess your plans of actions to get satisfaction. And you chose me to do things your man can't do. You came to my apartment and I had no warning that your lips tasted like an orchard and smelled like strawberry shortcake. I slurped you so good. Waterfalls erupt from your faucet. You tackled me and got on top of me as I flew right into your cockpit. You had to go home even though you wanted more. I didn't say a word, and I told you I'm not responsible for your emotions within the motions you did upon my scrotum. As far as I was concerned, I belonged to no one. Yes, I went out with that Puerto Rican the next weekend. She kissed me, came up to my place, and proceeded to freak me, exposing the best-looking breasts I ever seen. So why was you being so mean to me while proceeding to repeat our scenes again, feeding me those lips as a part of my nutritious breakfast, with your legs spread covering Texas, confirming I'm the best you've had? To this day, I kept, though I was wrong to oblige you. Remember, though, it was me, not your husband, that satisfied those strawberry lips, and look at you. You're still smiling. Sugar, sweet, sweet to me. Oh, that's that piece.
No, you. Oh, you know what? Oh,
have mercy. Okay.
He said, "Well, why are you still smiling?" Shit,
okay.
I can give you ten. Mm-hmm. I can give you ten smiling. Reasons why she's still smiling. Ooh, hey. I'm trying to tell you. You know what? There's not everybody has a thing for. You know what? I'll wait until I send you over because I want to discuss something with my diva, and I want everybody to listen. That piece was absolutely. Delicious and
delicious.
You really wanted to know why she was still smiling. I know you already knew. You put the damn smile there and left it.
She she nicknamed me Picasso Trigger.
Oh,
because I painted the masterpiece while jackhammering her at the end.
Jesus help me, Lord. Oh, God. Yeah, I definitely got to get out more. I should not be getting this worked up over here.
You got the visual, Danielle. You got the visual, didn't you?
I always have the visual.
Oh, you didn't
I always
get the visual.
Get the visual.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then the voice.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the voice.
Go ahead, Grandma. Go ahead.
And
go ahead,
the visual,
go ahead.
And then I go back to the voice. Oh, God.
Yeah, I can hum right through that. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Wait a minute, I got you screaming like Prince now.
God. Heaven help us all.
All right, C-Double, thank you for coming and giving us that deliciousness that you just brought and keeping a smile on her face. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. Poetic is in there with his lady, Kalinda, and they kind of are enthralled in each other. But if you go in there and you just stick your hand in the air with the one finger pointing, she knows exactly what you want, and she'll be right over because she still is the mixologist, and she knows what to do. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. One love, one
thank
mic.
You so much.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
Girl, before we get into this next caller, I'm going to do a station ID break real quick, Diva. All right?
All right. Oh, absolutely.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, Gabriela Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. B.I.P. You are listening to Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And yes, please press that one. Engage us. Participate. Join us. We love you too. Diva, Lord.
If this is who I think it is next, like, we're in trouble.
Girl, well, we got to face the music sometime, so let me open up this next microphone to area code 631. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Mr. Tuesday Night.
God, it's just, yeah, we're in trouble. Lord have mercy of my soul. Oh, hello, Iron Man. How are you at? This is sexy.
What's happening? What's going on? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling
you might
my way.
Be okay after this. It all depends how you kill us.
No, the hell we ain't not with King Drip on the mic. How what you talking, girl? Please, you done bumped your head.
Girl,
we ain't gonna be all.
I know, right? that, precisely. Okay.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Mojave?
I'm in the last bit of this call. I'm so happy. Last bit. You could feel it. Like, you feel like everything's going away, and you like feel good. But in between Van and C Double, I had to write something because I realized I had to get some fresh ink out in a piece. So, asked me about what it is. And I believe I had this conversation earlier. And my conversation, also what made it the best was because it was a perfect pH. And the weird thing about it is I actually ended up talking to that person today because we have to do some business. And it was just hilarious because I told myself, I just got to ask this question. And I said, I'm just relating this. And they said, yeah. They said, I'm glad I gave you something and it made you better.
I'm all for better.
I said, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. And then it was the jokes around the thing. It was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. So I put some of the stuff in the piece, so I'm not going to talk about that. But, yeah, it was the perfect pH. It was, it was the thing. But,
you're
already done. But, a lot of men like myself, we don't, first of all, you can't do everybody. It ain't for everybody. You can't be running around getting slutting out your mouth. Don't slut your mouth out. Don't slut your mouth out. Shave it. Give
yeah,
it
I've heard
respect.
That story.
Yeah,
so you're
don't,
right.
Don't slut your mouth out. Just, save it. It ain't for everybody. Get connected. You know what I'm saying? Fellas, you got as much value as sisters when it comes to head. You got the same amount of value. If you like what you're doing, if you know what you're doing. Now, if you know what you're doing, you know how you're doing it, and you connect to the person, you can make miracles happen. It's beautiful.
There are some of us that actually don't like it. We just love to do it. But we have a certain talent that requires that type of activity. I'm going to put it that way.
Well, as long as you ain't one of these dudes that's on TikTok that don't know where a clit is. Okay, like find the clit. These dudes just like I think all you motherfuckers is clueless. I was like, get your ass.
Lord have mercy. But it's like your speech you said last night, though. the clitoris, was it she that said that or was it somebody else? But she, somebody said the clitoris is the most neglected part of the woman's
body. She said that.
And okay, well, she's right, because there are men out here that, and it's not, I don't even think it's a neglect thing. It's, they don't know how to handle it. It is not a joystick where you got to put all this damn pressure on it, okay, and kill the mood, period. And some don't understand it's okay to, you know, put a little bit of pressure, but damn it, don't stiffen up your tongue, make it feel like it's a needle down there. So, I'm having flashbacks of a bad experience. Anyway,
I'm about to say.
Okay.
Well, personally, you got to go handle the clit, almost like you're giving, much like you would kiss a woman, you have to kiss a clit the same way. Same rules apply.
You know, my husband's cousin used to like me. You know, I found out a lot about certain men that I didn't know until after my husband passed. And he came and said, you know, soft tongues be statistic any day. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Get away from me. But we don't want to let you get into your piece, because I know you want something delicious for us to listen to, because we do have other calls coming in for us.
I just learned something. It's like, I don't know how to say it. It's new. Hold on, I just gotta make sure I got. Hold on. Nope, that's not it. Hold it.
New filler.
Nope, that's not it. I was just trying to find something. Oh, that's not it. Nope. I'm telling you. This is terrible. I'm trying to find
something. Well, I'll tell you what. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours, so we'll just wait for you.
Okay. All right, hold on. I think I got it. Jesus, man, where's it supposed to be? All right, you know what? We're just going to stick with this. Y'all can hear me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, hold on. All right. Let's just be some background music. Your taste is delish. Perfectly pH balanced, juicy. It was a playground for my tongue. I climbed upon her clit and slid down the glide of her lips. Never small but big slips. Splish splash as in a waterfall, alternating from nipping clit to tongue sliding in and out, exploring her walls, humming and strumming her with a wonder that one can only see exploratory. I ate her with single-minded focus to align her spine, rewind the flashbacks of coital attacks so I can practice thievery, steal her breath, and snatch the match of passion lit. I ate her slow, stirred her like Nestle's quick, dank drink of oil to pour out and let it run it over, soaked me, coated my lips in her cum, stroking my veins with my fingers, licking her softly. I ate you like dinner. I was famished. You fed me. You're sexy, and the blood began to fill my manhood and a natural shucking pull. Your taste gave me the oratory glory. Three orgasms, which left me full. That's peace.
What gave you oratory gasms? Say that again.
All right, I said I ate you like dinner. I was famished. You fed me. You're sexy. And as the blood began to fill manhood and a natural shuck, and pull. Your taste gave me oratory glory through three orgasms that left me full.
I'm gonna have to play in some cold water after I get done with this show because I can't. That was delicious. And it doesn't matter whether you just wrote it or if you wrote it years ago or yesterday. It's all still absolutely delicious because you are King Drip. And it's the reason why they call you. Yeah. Oh, my God. That was, damn.
I got a quick message. I got a quick message to Van. Stop listening so closely, Mom. Stop listening so closely. You listening so closely for? Mind your business. Mind your business.
Oh, man. All right, Javi, before we let you get up out of here, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the Epiphany world?
Oh, wait a second. Let me get my commercial ready. I'm glad you asked me to have to get my commercial ready. Commercial. Okay. Hold it. Well, I'm glad that you asked me that, the Pearl of Negra. Well, next Tuesday on the Pippi Radio Universe, we'll be featuring Flyspeak Open Mic number 17, featuring some of the greatest poets, performers, writers, artists, speaking poetry here, there and everywhere, just making sure that you come here and you share on Flyspeak Open Mic. We flaunt that new style of speak here on the Epiphany Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Make sure that you come and check us out. We got something really good planned for you. Next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. West Coast. Epiphany Radio Universe. Take your socks off. Baby.
Yo, that's pretty dope, huh? I like that song with what's the name? The Summer Madness in the background. That's what's up.
I like that.
That's a hell of a promo commercial. I like that song. Keep that. Guys, do that.
We're gonna keep throwing these mugs out. We're gonna do that. I was like, yo, you know, you could do a commercial in between commercial and come back on the playback and be like, yeah, let me just do my own little commercial on the playback. Be a little bit different. Yeah,
that's
what it is. All right. But thank you. I'm ready to go to the lounge. I know you got callers. Thank you for indulging me and let me get off some fresh ink. And I'm doing it all. We can do it. So thank you.
All right.
One love.
Thank
one
you. One love, one mic.
Yeah. Wait. One thing. Dan, I'm breathing because I got lung problems. Shut up already. Shut up. You know it. Don't be making fun of me. And you know what it is.
Oh, no.
Bye.
Crazy ass. Lord have mercy. Well, now, Diva. Are we ready for this next caller to come in? I believe this is Kendrick. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight, Kendrick?
Hey.
Hello? Can you hear us? Kendrick, can you hear us?
Hello?
Okay.
Hi,
here's
how
here's
are you?
Here's welcome to your Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Y'all mean tell me I was unmuted the whole time? Y'all heard me? That's crazy.
We really didn't hear what you were saying. It sounded like technical difficulties. So if you were saying something,
yeah,
you didn't think we were supposed to hear, we didn't hear.
You know what? Let me tell y'all something. I really honestly did not know I was going to be in queue this fast. So I was actually looking at a video of, I think it was Snoop talking about some stuff a while ago. So I was like, I was so into that, and I totally forgot. I'm like, wait a minute, let me see if I'm in queue. And I'm hearing, hello, hello, and I'm thinking like, oh, shit. So I apologize, y'all good people out there listening out there. My mind was totally somewhere else. So.
Well, that's all right.
It's good hearing y'all tonight. Yeah, I had to chime in on this one because this was just too damn hot. I'm sorry. It was too hot.
Oh, too hot. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Well, I'm going to give the mic to my diva to ask you the question of the evening.
Go ahead.
All right. Kindred, describe the one who tasted the best and why.
Oh, shit. Ooh, shit, doggy, man. I wish I could describe this one in a way. My one experience I've had, oh my goodness, this chick here was, oh. When you tried the ones you had local, you kind of know what you're getting into. But when you go to another place and experience something new with someone, It takes your freakiness to a whole nother level.
Mm.
And I mean, I've done stuff I haven't did in quite a while. I'm just like, OMG. I thought I lost it. And this one brought that back to my memory. Like, oh, you ain't lost it. You still got it. I was like, oh, well, thank you for reminding me.
No, you can't lose the baby. Right. It's like riding a bike. Once you get on, I'll never forget. I know I never forgot. Shit. My head game is stupid. But we know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It wouldn't be right if I didn't.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This piece is untitled, so I'm just going to just spit it to you. That's it. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Did you have to be so damn seductive to me, knowing that when you get me caught up in you, I can't fight it? Your chocolate skin is so damn good to the touch. I want to give you this good wood every single time. Just the thought of you makes me horny as hell. Damn, baby. Why you got me like this? We be talking some freaky shit, long lost lovers. I'm dreaming about you more and more, and when we finally met, all our dreams came true sexually. Deep stroking you, ass smacking, tongue slinging, make you want to call in from work kind of loving. Damn it, baby. You make me want to stay around your place just a little bit longer. I'm finding out your hot spots on your body with this tongue, having sex in different places around your place. I'm for sure that the neighbors know my name now, because you can't stop calling me after we're done up in here. Your lips are sweet like cotton candy, and your lips down below is so damn juicy that I can't resist tasting you. The way you seduce me, it should be a crime. Calling me while on the job, telling me your sexual secrets, and I'm clutching my manhood wanting to get one off while I'm at work. Come pick up this king and let's have our moment in the garage outside my job. That's how good you are to me. After this, I'm going to need more than just a drink, baby. Even Gatorade can't quench this sexual thirst I have for you. And that's that piece.
Well, dang. Well, Gatorade, huh?
Even Gatorade can't quench that thirst.
Not
you said
Gatorade.
Outside his,
all
you
right,
say outside your job.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
You gotta be kinky with it, you know. You know.
Naughty. Oh, that was delicious, though. I like that. Whoever is exclusive with, I'm an anywhere, anytime type of girl. So the outside the job, that's yeah. Outside the job, inside the job, on top the job.
Oh, Lord.
anyway.
I'm greedy. Thank you very, very much for that deliciousness you brought for us tonight. And it is great to hear from you. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to send you over to the Love Lounge with, you got C-34 Music over there, you got Mojave over there, and you got Poetic over there. You can order what you want, any kind of drink you want. That drinks are on the house, and my mixologist can make anything. Don't mind her being huddled up in the corner of the bar with Poetic. That's just, they got a thing going on. She still does her job and make it do what it does.
All right, ladies.
Ooh, child. Goodness gracious. Okay, so we got another call. We got another call up in here. I'm going to open up this microphone. Wait, before I do, I need to, Kalinda, darling, I need to borrow your man for a second, okay? If you don't mind, I'm going to open up this microphone.
Baby, give me a minute. I'll be right back. Okay. Fellas, keep your hands off. The only thing you better touch is the drinks that she mixed for you, okay? All right. Hey, I'm glad to be back. I heard my brothers, C Double, Mr. Tuesday Night, Mr. Iron Man, Mr. Now new edition, the Heavy Breather, Mojave, and my brother Kendrick. I heard my brothers, dope Ink Brothers, and Mojave, you need to get checked out for that breathing problem that you got, brother. Just move back away from the mic. Back away from the mic. It's okay, brother. It's okay. Hey, thanks for having me back.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. Thank you for coming back, separating from Miss Lady for a second. Would you please do us the honor of giving the rundown for Epiphany?
It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic, as we venture into the Motown sound. Friday night is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. And then Saturday night, y'all, oh my goodness, let's talk about it where we do date night differently. We will be talking about the final third component of that show. Is how do we fix it? What do we do to fix why we are afraid to love each other? How do we fix it? Then Sunday night will be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, Charles, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, you've already done heard Mojave. It is going down on the Honey Dripper. He did say special edition Honey Dripper, right? That's what he said. I couldn't tell at all the breathing. It was a great commercial, but I just couldn't tell. And then we'll be right back here.
On
Wednesday for another edition of the Erotic Love Zone with your hosts, Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. All right, we're not going to hold you any longer.
All right, thank you so much, Linda, baby. I'm coming. Get your hands off, Mojave. Just breathe.
But damn, did you see the smoke?
One love, one mic.
I don't think I've ever seen him move that fast before.
All right, we're going to open up this next microphone to area code 210. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Welcome.
Hey, peace, queens. It's Kimbrella Renee. How y'all doing?
I can't even give you queen status. I got to give you empress status because you bring the...
All right now.
You bring it on, okay? You got an empire, okay? I can't give you queen. I got to give you empress, you know, because you just got it. Like,
I really appreciate that. Y'all got me all blushing. Don't do that.
Good.
I appreciate that.
That's a good thing.
No,
look,
that's
true.
I had to come through and, you know, show some love. Like I said, when I do, school is winding down now. My daughter graduated eighth grade, so I'll have a little bit of availability come through more often.
That's what's up. And congratulations. Great job,
yes,
man.
Congratulations
awesome.
To her. Yes,
I'm
good job.
So happy.
My baby boy going on his my baby boy going on his senior prom tomorrow night, and in 2 weeks he will officially be done with high school. Yeah, girl.
Wow.
I got me some freedom because he's gonna be looking for a job, and I'm gonna be doing some other things. Yeah. Yep.
I'm mad at you. Listen, parenthood is not a game. You know, when we can get our babies through school with no, you know, casualties and things, it's a celebration to be had, okay?
Yes, and this is my last one, and I still got the energy and the looks to go do some things, and I'm going to take advantage of it. Full advantage.
I'm not mad at you.
That's right.
I ain't mad at you at all. Do your thing. Listen, Miss VIP, it's good to hear you too, queen.
Hey, yes. I'm glad to hear from you. You've been cutting up. Doing the damn thing. Or running around first. You doing the damn thing.
I appreciate y'all. But so I'm trying to decide. I always leave it up to y'all. Three pieces that I'm trying to decide in between. I have ride, mahogany, or earth.
Mm. Well, first, we got to ask you the question of the evening.
Okay.
The question is, who was the one that tastes the best? Can you describe them and tell us why it is?
You said who was the one that tastes T-A-S-T-E, the best?
T-A-S-T-E, yes, the best. And why?
Wait.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing. Yeah. I don't know if it's my phone, but I'm not hearing properly. Can you say it again? Because I didn't quite catch the entire question.
Ooh. Okay. Can you describe who tastes the best and why?
So you did say who tastes the best. And why?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Woo! Okay. So, for the sake of, I can't give out names. I will tell you why. I will tell you why, because I think I've said this once upon a time on one other show that you guys had. It has a lot to do with mental connection, because when you have that with someone, the possibilities of how far you can go sexually, intimately, is boundless. There's nothing that can't be done. When you have a strong, solid mental connection, there's a stare that you could even give each other that's just as orgasmic as sex when you are that mentally connected. So to taste, listen now, you can only imagine if you got all of that going and all of that is brewing with that connection, how can it not taste good?
Girl. You better tell that truth.
I'm a mental person. If there's no mental connection, if we can't vibe there first, you're not going to get
anything. Oh, exactly. I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I really agree with that.
Girl, not one lie told.
Think about, like, even with the mental connection, just the sexy love faces look sexier. Like, everything just...
Mm.
Mm.
girl. It just adds that extra to everything. Just the way a person walks, anything they do becomes an aphrodisiac when you have that mental connection.
Oh, I'm going to put that in a piece because you are telling the truth. Yes. You are so right. Child, I had that connection. Once again, I'm striving for that.
I'm just saying, me just talking about it, okay? Look.
Right. You are absolutely right. I'm a mental as well and a visual. And girl, if you can get into my head, everything else just it's organic. It's nothing that can't be accomplished. I'm trying to tell you, Lord.
Like,
but
let's keep it 100. Like you, I know that you ladies have experienced this. I mean, even you ever had someone you having a nice little back and forth text with your mate or your loved one, or and just the pulse of the text gets you like. That's just words, even before you get to the physical. Like, I'm telling you, that mental connection is everything.
It really is beautiful.
And you know what? Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm hot-blooded. So if a person gets in my head, child, it's everything for me because I always feel, there isn't a waking second of my life that I don't feel that person. And it's a beautiful thing. And I'm a little, I like the physical thing. So I like the holding the hands. I like brushing against them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just breathing into them. Oh, child, please. Lord, you know, took me somewhere else.
It's beautiful.
We got to get into
it. I know. I'm all here. You know what? I haven't done urgency in a while, so I guess I will do this piece that I have called urgency when y'all are ready.
All right.
This is your...
All right. He sends me VIP invitations of his patience, and I implode into the most naked layer as he tastes my frontal lobe while giving compliments to the chef. See, he savors my depth, pressing his mind against the essence of we. Chemistry conference calls us and we answer through elements of fire and water, giving movement to Euphoria's limbs as she begs for a menage a trois. I deep throat his visions. She engulfs his jewels. He arches my dreams for deep penetration, injecting verbal life while we saturate and figuratively gyrate the lining out of these papyrus sheets, releasing endorphins upon our poetic mattress, styled free, no practice, screen saving mirrored reciprocation, computer love, no keyboard or keystrokes required, as we are already prototype, taking pulls of life succumbing to its highs, yet blowing out the toxins until I exhale in the beauty of my REM state, contouring his name with memoirs of what we shared, praying the noise of this world won't break in with this nightmare. See, his air, it tastes so sweet, like peaches and agave with a hint of mint, juicy, ripe verbal intercourse dripping from his lips directly into my soul. I am drenched in his essence, licking my fingers and craving for seconds, growing thirstier by the second as the dialect of his flesh expresses that I am second to none. He presses upon me with his nocturnal tumescence, marinating me full of succulent moisture for him to enter and bathe his endowment in my splash. See, he doesn't even have to ask, because I'm already open to the richness of his hue, and I can't resist his nape to spinal kisses. I can feel the movement of time's hands and his at the same damn time, wrapping us in a warm ambiance of explicit rebuttal responses to simultaneous quivers he delivers so deep that it stutters my speech, making me reach for things that don't exist. See, my body needs, and it blushes as he touches every inch of me, exposing my love orifice like open fruit, consuming all of my juice like a delicacy. And I am pulsing, clenching, barely holding on to my zenith, so I submit, fiending to submerge, spaz, and spit all over his microphone with creativity and versatility, like the gifted poet that I am. And I oblige and secure his rise until he begs to slide inside of his perfect fit so he can wear me well. I glide the girth of his swell as we release and exhale into erotic sighs. The walls spy on us in shadow form until a new morning is born. And I awaken to the lingering fragrance of him upon my pillow and sheets, taunting me. And I'm forced to say his name, followed by the most vulnerable confession, an urgent text message through the waves. I need you. Right? Now, in peace.
His Lord, have mercy.
No. What you say? His air tastes so sweet. Girl, ain't nothing like having that kind of connection. I'm trying to say, oh, I miss it. Lord, have mercy. It's so good. it's so good. It just makes you fold into your damn self and just be like,
girl,
your hum start to sound like his name. Everything about him, you're right, his walk, his talk, his just the way he breathes when he's in his slumber and his innocence. It's just, it's nice.
It's foreplay. Oh, it's foreplay. Everything he does becomes foreplay. Any and everything.
Lord, have mercy.
Wow. Wait a minute, what was, hey, Kimbrella, what was on the microphone? Hey, now.
Hey, now. Hey, listen, like I said, I submit, meaning to submerge, spaz, and spit all over his microphone with creativity and versatility,
Lord.
Like the gifted poet that I am. Hey, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Ooh, girl, we got to do a collab one day. I'm trying to tell you.
Yes. I love it.
Yes. Oh, man. All right, Kimbrella, before we let you escape, love, can you please tell everybody what you got going on in the epiphany world of poetry?
Absolutely. Well, when I'm not trying to come through and chill with the family on all of their platforms, every other Friday, Renaissance Poetry, hosted by Keith Eric, the Renaissance Poet, a.k.a. Iceberg. Event page hosts myself and Sister Taraji. We have a show every other Friday. Our Friday would be this Friday the 3rd. However, Keith is on vacation, so we will resume on the 17th. It starts at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. You come through, spit your best shit. When we say that, we means whatever makes you feel confident when you leave your poetic imprint on the mic. We like to network, share, have a good time, laugh. You know, just come there and feel good and have a good time and really bring it in the name of art. So come through, y'all, on the 17th. That's when we will resume at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. I need to ask you a favor, please. Could you please go and post their piece on the event page? And that goes for all the poets called in tonight. Please, y'all, please, gift us with your poetry on the event page so we can read it and send it out to other people to have the pleasure of what we are indulging in. Thank you so much,
problem.
Empress. Appreciate you coming
you
through.
You are so welcome.
One love.
Yeah.
One mic.
Thank you so much.
One love. One mic, lady.
One
you're welcome. She is a powerhouse. Do you hear me? And speaking of powerhouses, we got another one coming through by Diva. I think I got to do I'm going to do another station ID real quick before I open up this next mic. Gentlemen, welcome back. This is the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that one and join us. We love you to participate. Diva, we ready for this? Oh, Lord. Here we go. Speaking of powerhouse,
well,
ready for this next poet?
Well, let
poet.
Me tell you, I got my water when you're ready. Oh, yeah, my
water's
water, ready. I'm ready. Yes, I do.
All right. Here we go. So I'll open this up to Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Hey,
Joe, good. How you doing?
Welcome.
Good evening, Ms. VIP. Good evening, La Perla Negra. How y'all doing this evening, ladies?
We're doing good, thank you. This awesome poetry y'all bringing to us. Lord have mercy. And I know with you, we can really get treated for real. Lord have mercy.
Got my water on the bedding.
Well, take a sip now because you got to ask him the question.
You're the verbal mind dancer. Describe the one who tasted the best and why.
Oh, man, the one who tasted the best. She was beautiful. She didn't realize how beautiful she was because everybody put her down, you know, because of the weight and this and that and the other and all that, but, you know, I was lucky enough to be able to show her, you know, how beautiful she actually is.
Mm-hmm. That is beautiful.
If you can see through my eyes, you would understand.
Mm-hmm. You know, in nature, it's nothing wrong with appreciating the beauty in it and helping a blossom open just a tiny bit, and that's what that does. What you did for her is that's exactly what. Oh man, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I should be so damn lucky. Shit. That was lovely. Now, yeah, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So
yes,
whenever you're ready.
I hope you guys enjoy it anyway. There's no title to that.
Dude, you better stop.
I know he
playing.
Just didn't say hope.
Is yours.
Did he say hope? No.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I just say
stop playing. Right,
okay.
Stop playing.
I'm going to back away and just gracefully hand you the mic. The mic is yours.
I knew you were special before I even felt you. You may even ask yourself, how is that possible? A roll of the dice, stories told of my vices. I'm usually cold if left to my own devices. Societal pressures trying to influence who will pleasure. Who decides who one should be with? Like minds are in tune and time is often not a good fit. Most often, like minds can barely deal with it. You know, conversations about the little things. Learning what you love, learning what you bring, learning outside the borders of your boudoir how you sing, knowing what turns you on, what sets you on fire, agreeing for the sake of how do you like your makeup, what's your lyrical switch, what words are triggers, what slip-ups or mishaps could never be forgiven, what flowers are taboo for you and have you itching. It's hard to know fully with a question mark. Yet we question the very thing we're so deeply thinking of. Words stood out from all the others, quietly intrigued and full of wonder. Let no one dictate destiny. Opinion twisted weaponry. Opposites attract, secrets unfold, open to happiness, stories yet untold. Differences are, at first, endearments. Don't let them be love's disappearance. Nuances learned, nuances taught. Respect the key lovers have got. Songs, flowers, words and power, negative thoughts guarded like a virgin flower. Speak the words, show the feelings, take the chances given. Live not in regret. Live life until we die. Don't live as though you're dying. I can smell your essence in the absence of togetherness. I can feel your presence in my battle with emptiness. So peace. Thank you.
Damn. I almost didn't recognize your voice for a second there when you first started it off. I said, oh, that piece, you just, you know, you have a way of making a woman feel beautiful about herself when you spit about women, and we can't help but, you know what, look in the mirror and touch our faces and smile. Like, thank you. That was beautiful. I love that. I really did. Diva.
Appreciate it.
Steve, you there?
Yes, 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 I am. First of all, he knows I'm a fan ever since day one. And, you know, his stories make me see things. And I was so caught up. And usually I'm able to point a sentence or two out, but this time I just couldn't. I just got all caught up, and I'm like, a dope piece, Joe, really. That's beautiful.
I appreciate that, Ms. BFP.
That was. And please don't forget to post that on the event page for us, because we need that. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. We need that. So thank you for coming through. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. You know, toss your hand up in the air, and Kalinda will come over, and she can make any drink that you can name, any drink. Okay, she got you.
You know, shout out to BPC, because they are back. Yes.
Okay.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, Joe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. One love,
yeah,
well, one mic.
So one love,
one love, one mic.
Hey, Diva.
Yes.
That's an awful way to end the show, but I want to ask you something.
Okay.
Have you ever been, no, I keep getting ready to bring it up, but that's for part two. I'm going to leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know, do you have another piece you could offer us or no?
I mean, I can try to find one. So we're almost in the 11 o'clock hour, so you know what that means.
Yes, we are. And what I can do, I can spit a piece and while you find one.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm going to give y'all a heads up. It's a lot, a whole lot of fucking going on in this piece. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
I hope you're ready for what I got to tell you about. Because this is called I've Been Dickmatized. Is you ready?
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I've been dickmatized, manipulated mentally while being sexed like crazy and just couldn't get enough. Never been made to come that hard. Man, he blew my mind. I would have done anything for him and just about did. I even let him do things to me that, sorry, were done. I've overeaten for it, undereaten, and made myself sick for it. Fucked at my job and lost it. Fucked at his job, he lost his, and still fucked him after. In my car, fucked in his car, fucked in their car. Got licked and fucked while driving, and fucked and sucked while riding. Fucked when parked, in the daytime and in the dark. On top of the car and in the grass on the ground while mosquitoes tore our asses up all around. Fucked on the bus, on the train, and in the theaters, not on the plane. Because I don't like to fly. Damn, we got around. My bedroom, his bedroom, hotel, motel room. In the window and at the door. One thing's for sure. He made sure. Things were never, ever a bore. Fucked by the water, fucked in the water, under the waterfall, in the snow and in the rain, hell, even waited in it for the rain. Whew. In that restaurant bathroom, man, we got it in the stall. Travel state to state and all for it. Lied for him, lied with him, but never to him. Defending him when I knew he was wrong. Argued and almost got in a fight for it. But my stupidity. Of course it was in the worst part of the hood. Lord, that dick was good. But I haven't been held, looked at, kissed, licked, or fucked on a balcony. Something I've always wanted more than anything. Ain't that a bitch? And that's that heat.
Lord.
Ooh. Yeah, girl, being dickmatized ain't no joke. Yeah. I know better now, though. You know, I'm always going to love it. Yeah, I'm always going to love it, but I understand the mechanism and the dynamics of that type of relationship when it's just so motherfucking good. So, Diva, did you find us something else delicious for us to listen to?
You know what? I think I did. This is Between the Sheets.
Ooh, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I set the stage. I sent a candle, new sheets on the bed. Time to turn the page. You walk in, shut the door. Before I know it, I'm against the wall. You're kissing me with ardor. I'm gasping for air because your kiss takes me there. I'm floating. Then you smell the scent of the candle. Your hardness is indicative of how you're going to leave me spent. Maybe exhausted, panting, yet wanting more. I wanted you since you came through the door. We showered with haste, washing every spot. Oh, you're going down. I won't miss a drop. I sprayed the sheets with my favorite scent while you were in the shower. Oh, you came out looking like you had some power. Ooh, just lost my bag on crazy. Oh, anyway. Ooh, you're kissing me oh so well. You reached down and found both pair of lips were engorged, which made you swell. You tasted until I was wasted and made me take you in. It was you, it was me, it was us in a sensual world of sin. I could not help but moan as you pushed in. Your nails dug in my thighs. The pleasure pain brought tears to my eyes. But it was nothing compared to your stroke. How could I have known? Did you just put your hands on my neck to choke? Oh, shit. Then you sucked my tits, making me lose my wits. But what made me gush was your lips sucking my skin. You began to pound me, making me scream, astounding me. About that 90th stroke, you went for broke, filled me up and held me close. I didn't know how or why, but between these sheets, I fell for you. As my sweet spot kept convulsing, I came so hard I thought I'd die. Your loving was so damn good, I began to cry. And that's that piece.
Oh, shit. You know what? I think that's one thing I didn't put in there I should have said, because you know what? I have been made to cry because it felt so damn good. It was it was just tears from euphoria. You know, did I say that right? Yeah. And just my whole body, you know, when that good is good, it's just, and when I, ladies and gentlemen, when I say the dick is good, I'm talking about the person that's attached to it has this particular stroke. They have a rhythm. They found their rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they know how to, they get in sync with your rhythm, and it just, everything is just on a frequency that just flows effortlessly, and it's just so, oh God. Taking me back. But you know what? It's good to have memories, especially good memories like that. You know, they say you shouldn't don't get stuck in the past. But guess what? When you in my position, the past is all you got for now. But I got some pretty good memories. Pretty good times. And we still, you know what, Diva? I still like some more poetry. I want to do another piece, you know. And if you want to, you can bring another one in. But I want to do one more piece before we close the show out. Are you ready?
I'm ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Can I? As he dropped to his knees to get a better taste, he said, beg for me. But then he begged me after he licked and kissed my lips. Baby, please don't come. Let me enjoy my exploration. He gripped my thighs tighter as I trembled and moaned pleasure into the air. He stopped licking, took a deep sniff, raised his head and growled. This time there was no begging. He said, don't come. I was a good girl, so I listened and hesitantly held back. He said, I've been aching, craving, waiting too damn long to taste and make the depth of every one of your holes mine forever. So do not come. Returning to feasting, the further he stuck his tongue inside me, the harder it was getting for me to hold back. So I begged him once, baby, please, can I come? He said, not yet. I lie on your back and hold your legs. Before I could grab them, he plunged his tongue back inside me, rubbing my clit between his thumb and index finger. Felt myself starting to squirt, so I let my legs go and grabbed his head. Wanted to fuck his face so bad, but he stopped and grabbed my wrist and said, damn it, don't come. I'll slow my tongue if necessary. But it didn't matter. I was reaching my peak and he knew it. And he stopped and looked up as he slid up to kiss me while thrusting himself inside me, teasing me with three slow pumps. Then he turned below to finish. Right before putting his lips back on her, still trying to hold back, I cried out once more, Daddy, please, can I come? He said yes. I flooded his face as he drank me deep. And that's that piece.
Lord have mercy. Girl.
I think we got another hand up.
Really? I wonder who this
If I'm correct, I believe we got a Mr. Metaphoria on the line.
Yes, you do.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, Mr. Metaphoria.
How you ladies doing?
Oh, goddamn.
Oh,
you got to stay
right
there. That shit just tickled my damn spine. Damn it.
I'm just saying.
Say it again.
I said, how are you ladies doing?
Oh, fuck. I'm fine. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Needed that.
Y'all are something else.
I'm glad you called in. Shit.
Oh, yeah. You know, hella late. Well, I gave you my explanation when I was just messaging you. Yes, I'm fucked up. But I had to come through here at least say something to y'all. And I I know y'all have a question, but I do have an answer. I mean, I have a piece. Well, I got a piece that don't have to do nothing with the topic, but I do have an answer to your question. I know y'all have a question to ask, so I'll wait till y'all ask the question.
I'll ask you. Ms. Metaphoria, can you describe who tastes the best and why?
If you really want to know who tastes the best, it's the forbidden.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
The one that you may not have tasted, she still satisfies your appetite.
Oh.
You know, the imagination is a motherfucker.
You got that
at the end of the day, if you had the best before, you wouldn't have let it go.
Absolutely.
So just the thought of what could be and what should be and what you want to be, that's the best taste that you could ever have. Taste buds are the motherfucker.
You know what? You ain't never lied, because I got a hell of an imagination. Mm-hmm. I got a child. I'm just going to leave it there. You're right. You know, when you have that particular individual in your head and you crave what they taste like and you haven't even had them yet, that is...
Mm-hmm.
And you done came up here and opened up a... Lord, have mercy on
us. Exactly. You know, a craving is a motherfucker. See, now,
you ain't lying.
Crazy,
you ain't no lie.
You know, it makes you feel different.
It does.
And I'm just getting that. I don't know what anybody has spoke on beforehand, but the taste of the unknown will always be the best to me.
You ain't lying. Like, look, I like that. I like that. See, see how, oh, Lord, have mercy. I appreciate that. I really, really do appreciate the fuck out of that answer right there, because you are so right. I'm trying to tell you, in my head, Lord have mercy, I ain't even going to go there. But, Mr. Metaphor.
Go there. What you mean you ain't going to go there? This is, fuck that. This is the erotic
No.
Don't be pulling back now. Don't bring in this motherfucker and be short with me.
You ain't ready for
I know y'all done listened to Grandpa Pigeon and all these other motherfuckers and shit with all this trying to be, fuck that. Talk to me. Because I told you I ain't got no peace. I'm going to spend my time talking to the host. If that's okay, just give my 3-4 minutes to talk to y'all about this.
Okay, well, I'm not going to mention no names, but yeah, you're right. that craving, oh God, and my mouth is watering thinking about it right now. I try to keep those thoughts under control, though, you know, because sometimes it can get a little out of control and you get frustrated with the fact that you haven't. And, you know, experience them yet, but, it's a good thing. It's definitely.
Is it that you keep them under control or that you keep them under constraint?
Yeah, because you can.
It's a difference.
I can't say turn it. I can't, you know what? I can't say that I can just turn it off, but it's a good thing to have it within you. That way you can go to it anytime you want to. Okay. It can get a little out of control with the vibration that comes through, the energy that comes through with it. But if you just, you know, relinquish that control and just ride that wave, it's a beautiful thing that comes about from it. Oh, have mercy. I see y'all gonna have me going. I can't wait. Okay, you know what? I got my batteries charged up and everything. I'm turning my phone off when this show is over because I got some business to handle with myself. Anywho. Oh, excuse me. Making me bell. Goodness. Mr. Metaphorian.
Yes, ma'am.
Still with us? I know you said you don't have a piece, but you got something that you can spit to us, anything, because your voice is majestic, like royalty. Okay. Can you just bless us with something, anything?
I can grab something. Just give me one second.
All right.
I got some. It's an old one, but it may be okay. This is called Sweat.
The mic is yours.
I know y'all heard this before, but I'm gonna spit it anyway. There's something that's been on my mind for quite a long time. Much more than just simple thoughts of a slow winding pelvic grind. More like visions of life altering encounters. Like experiencing out-of-body experiences repeatedly as I make your mental climax and send your physical into convulsions. I want to be the orator of your every orifice. I want to sing songs of good morning to all in which I just kiss goodnight, and the time in between such a beautiful scene is nothing more than the blink of an eye. I want to romance your wildest imaginations, seduce your strongest inhibitions to the point of submission, and introduce you to a passion your soul has been needing you never known. Twisted intentions of the unmentionable intended for every cavity and crevice that needs tending to. I want to service your secret surface. Serve me your secret daily kept by Victorian. Every secretion will be consumed in completion. tattoo a kiss of immeasurable bliss upon your memory that will erase yesterday and eternally place today into your wishes of tomorrow. I want to do things to you that make you blush just thinking about them. I want to make you sweat. As our natural oils mix, we slip and slide the glory and pride of man and woman, becoming one. And though we are becoming one, we will be coming more than you could ever fathom. Until movement fails your limbs and speech fails your tongue, and you gaze upon your paralyzed beauty and what it has become, realizing that I am the one you've always needed. I want more than just to make you wet. Every time you think of me, I want to make you sweat. In peace.
Well, damn. Well, damn.
God damn. That's right. See, you see why I asked him to say something, Diva. You see? You understand now that voice, that cadence, that wordplay. Mr. Metaphoria is that, that's that name for you, definitely. And it's just, it's like, I hear Edgar Allan Poe, this is what I get. You got a golden voice, and I could listen to you over and over and over again. That piece was delicious, goddamn. I can't even pull one particular line out of it and talk about. But that's
No. I can't.
Well,
those are the last two lines. I just don't want to get you wet. I want to see you sweat or something. I'm like, oh, Lord, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Joe. I appreciate it. This is funny.
We appreciate you.
What's funny is the topic y'all had tonight, though. You know, the best taste.
Yeah.
And sometimes I dig in the best lick. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to be vulgar for a little bit, but there's a lot of niggas that ate some pussy but didn't do it the right way. Mr. Jody.
Mm-hmm.
And when I come to that motherfucker, I can guarantee you there will be temporary paralysis. You're going to ask the last one and the one before that and the one before that. And you can ask the next one, too. Yeah, we're in the erotic love zone. Shit, I make your goddamn spine go numb.
What? Boy. Now the Scorpio is really coming out in them. Listen to him.
Yes, ma'am. 11/15/1983. Don't let this 38 years old fool you.
Don't let it fool you.
Okay.
They say when you speak in tongues, you go into a whole nother realm. Well, I've been speaking in tongues for a long time, and my lingual is a motherfucker. And I say thank you to the few motherfuckers that listen. So I can't stand that deep voice motherfucker. Well, yeah, here I am. But this should be proven. My jersey in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Listen, you talk your shit, Dave. You know how with that?
For the most yeah.
I'm just saying. And before I leave, if I could just possibly piss a few people off. Wait a minute. Just give me 10 minutes and I'll prove every motherfucking thing I see. And anybody got a problem with it, I could get less than a half a fucking
call. Don't tell nobody off. This is the erotic love.
Me.
Keyword.
I'm just saying, I come 100% real every time I come anywhere.
Oh God!
Any disagreements? You got my inbox and my real phone number is 918-505-8377. Call me and we can discuss it.
All right,
Dave. All right, Dave. Okay, we go. All right. We love you, Dave. But we about to shift your ass over to the Love Lounge. Go on over here and have another shot of your favorite. Say hi to Kalinda and Van and C Double and Joe the Verbal, everybody over there. Kendrick too. If I forgot anybody, I'm sorry. But we got to let you
and
go Kim on Brella. Over there.
Yeah.
And Kim Brother.
One love,
that's
one
right.
night. I'm
going to
go ahead and talk to Kim Brother. That's my homegirl right there.
One love, one night, dude. Thank you so much.
All right, now.
What a way to end the show, Diva. What a way to end the show. God, but I'll be over there,
absolutely.
Too. Go on over there and holler at him.
Oh, right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You got any closing words? Diva.
First of all, thank you to everyone who came through tonight. We really appreciate you guys, and as usual, amazing show all because of you guys. So listen, God bless y'all. Y'all take care. Diva.
All right, and I want to say thank you so much, Diva, for always riding with me. You know, you my ace. Cool. It's cool. And but all the poets that called in, the ones that were just listening, the ones that got on the mic and spit this hot-ass poetry tonight for us, man, I want to say thank you. I love y'all for that. Support all the time. It's a beautiful thing. I also want to say, you know, for those of you out there that are going through something, try to get that good relationship going with yourself, okay? Because that's where spirit lies, and that kind of relationship you're going to have until you're not here no more. You're going to have it for the rest of your life. Also, I want y'all to continue to love and respect one another. You know, there's still a lot of germs going on out here, so use common sense. If you don't feel good, stay away from people until you start feeling better. All right? And other than that, I want to say have a good night, and I'm going to leave you with this. Peace. Gonna say